The unexpected facets of Ben's personality have truly surprised Jillian, who never would have imagined that a high school biology teacher would be such a fanatic about knots, and that he would want to tie her to the bed, or that after her previous experience, she would consider, then agree, and finally find herself begging for it. Whenever Jillian sees a package of shoelaces or a ball of string in the hardware store, she gets totally excited. She has to run home to Sally so she can scoop some ice cubes out of the freezer and run them along her arms and inside her thighs just to chill her desire. After she found several pairs of handcuffs in Ben's closet, which he often uses in his magic act, ice cubes weren't enough. Jillian had to go into the yard, turn on the hose, and run a shower of water over her head. She was burning up at the thought of what Ben could do with those handcuffs. She wishes she could have seen his smile when he walked into the room to discover that she'd left them out on his bureau. But he took the hint. That night he made certain the key was far enough away so that neither of them could reach it from the bed. He made love to her for so long that she ached, and still she wouldn't have thought of asking him to stop. She wants him never to stop, that's the thing, that's what's making her nervous, since it was always the other way around. Even with Jimmy, it was the man who wanted her, and that's the way she liked it. When you want someone, you're in his power. Feeling the way she does, Jillian has actually gone over to the high school, where Ben has been setting up his classroom for the fall, to ask him to make love to her. She can't wait for him to come home. She can't wait for night to fall, for bedrooms and closed doors. She comes to put her arms around him, and then she tells him she wants it right now. It's not like Jimmy. She really means it. She means it so much that she can't even remember saying these same words to anyone else. As far as she's concerned, she never did. Everyone in the school district knows about Ben and Jillian. The news has gone through the neighborhood like a grass fire. Even the janitor has congratulated Ben on his good fortune. They're the couple watched by neighbors and discussed at the hardware store and at the bar of Bruno's Tavern. Dogs follow them when they go out for a walk. Cats congregate in Ben's backyard at midnight. Each time Jillian sits on a rock at the reservoir with a stopwatch to time Ben as he runs, the toads climb out of the mud to sing their deep, bloodless song, and by the time Ben has finished with his run, he has to step over a mass of damp, gray-green bodies in order to help Jillian down from her rock.